close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side,
shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize
when we ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The rune is not actually stretching. And go ahead and pull down those safety bars because we won't be doing that for you. It's kind of weird just doing a regular intro. I feel like we've had a lot of random intros lately.
I was waiting for you to do some kind of weird voice or something just then. I was like, no. What happened?
Just little old me. This is milestone episode 113. What's up, guys?
No title? You just kind of left us hanging.
Retro Trip Rundown.
Ooh, so it's RTR, but it's
24-hour day.
It's not your normal RTR.
The one.
We went to two.
Well, there was only one where we stayed the whole time.
Okay.
This is right up Craig's alley because he loves retro.
Yeah,
he
does. Except I didn't go on the 24-hour day.
He did not go on this trip with us.
Hey, can we say, before we get started here, we do want to say, give a good shout out to two different people. One to Wilma, one of our faithful listeners who we didn't have any idea she was a faithful listener. Found that out. And also...
And her name is being protected.
Correct, yes.
Wilma is not her real name.
But she thinks it is.
All right.
Okay.
Also, we want to say congratulations to a faithful listener, Jordan, who we sponsored at the Miss Emmett County Beauty Contest.
Sponsorship is a loose term.
Yes, because we just said, we can be your sponsor. So, but she came in runner-up.
Yes.
So, congratulations to her. We're proud of her.
Yeah, certainly.
I still contend that we may be the reason
she lost. She came in second.
Yes.
Well.
We can.
But she did say our name. So
Grim Grinning Guys, a Disney.
We do thank her for that.
Yes.
The Grim Grinning Guys can only take you so far before they start pulling you down.
That's right. But that is the daughter of Mama Hey Jola. So
Mama Hey
Jola. So, we appreciate that.
Well,
what else is happening, guys? Derek, we had just found out, has already planned two more trips.
I do. I have a trip planned for the end of April, and one.
How many
for,
days is that?
Just 4 days.
Just 4 days.
Just Monday through. It's a Monday through Thursday. It's a little trip.
And that then you plan booze.
And guess where we're staying?
Where?
All Star Music.
Are you really? You've lost your mind.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with All Stars.
Well, we're doing it as cheap as possible.
Sure.
And so that was the cheapest by far.
Ergo, you want to be as miserable as possible, right?
Well, we're going to test it out. I'm trying to.
Have you ever stayed at one?
No.
Well, that's good, though.
But this is the. I'm hung up on Boone getting 10 trips in before he's three.
So that is number what?
And so this will be number 8.
Your goal to just, you're stealing all this money from Walt Disney World.
So number 9 is when?
I don't know yet.
Oh, I thought you already planned.
I'm trying to,
you forgot
I'm 10
planned
10th,
for his birthday.
Yes.
Which is?
In August.
So you got April planned in August.
Well, it'll be we're going the first week of August before his birthday. So.
And we will tell you, Derek did say pre-show, there's only 3 months of the whole year that he has not been. He's been to every month of the year except for 3 months.
Yes. April, which I will technically check knock off.
Yes.
I'll be there for one day. And June and August. And August will be knocked off. So I may have to squeeze a June trip in somewhere.
I think you have to.
Honestly, I think after you stay at All Star Resort, you'll never want to go back to Disney World. That's just my opinion.
And then
it's really not that
and
bad.
Then we're going to go like every 5 years. Sorry, Boone.
Okay.
So we can't go see
I believe that.
Whatever.
I believe that.
So you and Boone and your first wife, Rachel, will
yes.
all.
Yes. And actually, it was just going to be a father-son trip.
Now, how did...
But Rachel thinks... She wasn't sure if she could get off work because we were going to go the week before Easter is when I initially planned it. And I was like, I got to looking at that week and it was like tens every day.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, meh.
So is there anything...
And that was close to my birthday.
Is there anything different you're going to try to do in April?
We'll just... we're probably going to do some shows and stuff that we've not taken him to before and just see how he likes those. He doesn't really care. He wants to run around. And if we let him do that quite a bit, he's not going to care. And it's funny because you let a 2-year-old run around and people start looking around like, where are the parents? You're like, we had that a few times.
It's always fun to do.
Yeah. We had that a few times at Magic Kingdom on one trip, and people just start looking around like, where is this kid's parents? And that's.
And let's say one more time, if the listeners did not catch that, how old is Boone in August?
He'll be 3 in August.
Okay, he'll be 3. Now, how many times has he gone to Disney World?
As of now, 7.
Oh, man.
And he didn't start going until he was 6 months old.
Well, I can tell you this, that you would have never guessed you would be doing that, nor I would have guessed that we'd be going to Disney World as much as we have. Back in 2014, 5 years ago, it's hard to believe it's been that long.
There was no Boone.
No, that was.
There was no Keegan.
Yes, and we just baby Bruin.
Yeah.
And he was.
He was just less than a year old.
Yeah.
And no, there was a.
What number was this for you guys? What?
And there was no Grim Grinning Guys.
Oh, what?
At that point in time.
There was a point in time when there was no Grim Grinning Guys? What?
It was year 4 BG.
Before Grim Grinning Guys?
3 BG, I guess.
What number was this for you guys? Your trip?
I believe this was number 3 for us.
And maybe my second.
So this was early on. Early on in our Disney career.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no. Let's say this too, listeners. This is something we're going to do every so often. Is we're going to do a retro trip rundown, a different type of an RTR, just to kind of go back and see, maybe talk about how Disney World has changed through the years, and we're certainly going to see that today. But talk about some of our past experiences at Walt Disney World and.
What you could never hope to do again.
Right.
Sorry.
That's about to say, can y'all intro this and kind of tell a little bit about what 24-hour day was? Cause
absolutely. So I think in 2012 was the first time Disney did this. It was a leap year.
Mm-hmm.
They did it at Magic Kingdom and Disneyland. Is on leap day, they decided to keep that park open from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m. the next day. Never been done. And again, it was the same cost as a regular park ticket.
Yes.
So you talk about value. Instead of paying for a 12 to 14 hour day, you're getting 24 hours in the park. There's no extra charge. It was not an extra hard ticket event. It was just a regular park day ticket. And I remember reading about it on various blogs. I know Kenny the Pirate had gone there. I know Tom Bricker from Disney Tourist Blog had done the one in Disneyland out in California. And I thought that sounded like the coolest thing ever. They had one in 2013. Our family had traveled to Hawaii, my parents and my wife's parents. And that was actually the year we went to Disneyland, but we missed the 24-hour day. And I know in 2014, we were going to be in Panama City. And I had talked to Sissy for months. Hey, we should drive over. We were going with our parents. Let them watch Bruin. And then... Of course, Sissy, hard no. Yep. On all that, because it was our 5th anniversary, and I was like, hey, it'd be a great place to celebrate an anniversary. And so Derek and Rachel invited us over to their house, and Derek had put together this surprise video and pretty much saying, hey, we're going to the 24-hour day, we're staying at Pop Century, we've got a lunch reservation at Tony's, and they got my reaction on tape. I was totally surprised. Never in a million years.
So Cece was planning it up. She knew.
Yes.
Oh, that's neat. I didn't know
that. She had surprised me. And she said she wasn't originally going to tell me until we went to the beach. But she knows how much I like to plan. So she told me so I could get the joy out of planning. How nice of her. Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of how the roots of the trip started. And so we obviously drove over from Panama City. Derek and Rachel flew down and met us.
The spin. We do,
we stayed. We had nights. Pop Century for 2 nights.
2 nights. Yeah.
And so this is a segment we're going to come back to in the future, various past trips, and talk about some of the things that we did well, we did not so well, maybe, and just kind of. I like these early trips because this is kind of where the passion really for Disney World got started.
Can I just say just right off too? I don't remember getting a invite or a phone call to see if I want to be a part of this. I don't.
Why are we laughing at him?
I don't know why we're laughing.
I'm trying to go back and fake. I don't remember somebody saying, hey, Craig, you want to go 24-hour day with us?
Well, Derek, I don't remember Craig inviting us on his family vacation in like 2008.
Oh, yeah, no, for a family vacation. Yeah, I don't know. When
did you first go 2008 with your kids?
Took a, 2010. Yes, it was.
Yeah, I don't remember getting invited to that.
I don't. You were my first interaction with Disney at all.
Yes.
So
yes.
I don't guess Craig even... I don't guess I even realized that you liked it. So
I was the one got Matthew going.
Yep. Well, Craig, that's... I did invite you to do a podcast, so here we are.
Thanks, yes. Yes, I owe it all to you.
I mean, look at all the dough we're rolling in because of it.
Literally dough, not money.
A lot of dough in here. Yeast!
It smells all right. Funny.
Actually, we checked in on May 22nd, 2014. And so they did it on leap day, I will say. They did it on a... On the Friday before Memorial Day in 2013.
Yeah, that's
Friday before Memorial Day.
Might have missed his anniversary. That'd been great for us to go. So
this is we're gonna hear about this whole show.
It is. I would have loved to have been there.
So they did it on Leap Day, and then 13, 14, 15 on the Friday before Memorial Day, and then they stopped. They haven't done it since. And
why do you think that is?
I don't know. And I
now,
will, I
now when y'all went, it was a hard ticket, correct?
No, it was just a regular park ticket.
It was still a regular park ticket.
And Derek would probably agree. I think the longer they did it, the less special it got. They tried to offer a bunch of different... For example, when we went in 2014, we'll say a lot more about this. It was all about characters.
It was the villains.
Yeah, villains, I remember that.
Villains
yeah.
and heroes. Mm-hmm. And once night came, the villains replaced the heroes in the character meet and greets.
Ooh.
And we'll talk about some of the ones that we met. But the night we got there to check in, we checked in at Pop, and then we went over to Wilderness Lodge. Derek and Rachel had not been to Wilderness Lodge. Mm-hmm. Sissy and I had stayed there, and we wanted to go back just kind of visit. And we ate dinner at Artist Point, which, talk about changes, now Artist Point is full character dining. Derek, do you have any memories of Artist Point?
I enjoyed it. I know that Rachel wasn't a big fan of it, but I believe, I can't remember, I think you had the best entree.
I don't even remember what I had.
You had a sampler. It was some kind of sampler plate.
Yes, there was some venison in there, some pork belly.
But Sissy had the mushroom soup.
Yes.
Which was awesome.
And we've been back to get that at Territory Lounge.
I can't remember what I had, but it was good. I didn't have an issue with it, but Rachel just... She didn't enjoy the theming and the... I think the signature part of it is...
Yeah, it was a signature dining experience, and... The setting was okay,
mm-hmm.
but it was fun to go over and visit Wilderness Lodge and kind of take that in and just enjoy a good meal before the next big full park touring day.
Yep.
It's always good. And talk about changes, there was no Geyser Point at that time.
No. Nope.
There was no Boulder Creek.
Working on them.
They were building them, yes, but it was in very early stage. There were no Copper Creek. There weren't any cabins mm-hmm. or anything like that. It was a very different looking Wilderness Lodge. And of course we had our vehicle, so we drove. And then we went back, I think, that night and maybe took some pictures around Pop Century, which mm-hmm. that was my first experience staying in Pop Century. I think it was yours too.
Mine too, yep.
So, you know, Craig had told us all about Pop Century. So you were there in spirit.
And that was just staying, sleeping. I mean, how long did you even stay there?
Well.
Not long.
I was so excited and amped that night. Again, we'd driven 5 or 6 hours in that day. I don't think I went to sleep until 1 or 2 in the morning. And looking here at my notes, yes, listeners, I still have my notes on my phone.
Of course you do.
We woke up at 4 o'clock. The park opened at 6. We were all up at 4. We were at the bus stop at 4:30 a.m. and there was already several there. Now, one mm-hmm. thing Disney had done is they encouraged people, like a Halloween party, Craig, they'd encourage them to dress up like their favorite character.
Really?
Yes. And it was going to be hot that day, and we would find that out. And there were some people dressed in full garb.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's one thing to go at night at a Halloween party. It's still warm then, but this was going to be all day in the summer heat.
And that day, I do believe I went through 3 shirts because I had...
yeah.
I brought 2 shirts from the March Madness.
Yeah.
And then I purchased another villain shirt at that party.
I did as well.
So I went through 3 shirts during that party.
We were at the bus stop at 4:30. We finally got on a bus. The buses started. They told us the buses would start coming at 5. And what did we want to do, Derek? We wanted to make sure we were there when it opened.
Absolutely.
We were on a bus at 5:15. And we arrived at the park at 5:35. And again, it's pitch dark out. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of media coverage there. Oh, I mean, it was just a cool... cool thing. And there was plenty of people there before we were, but we walked right up next to where you enter.
Yeah, we were on the right side, right? The right tunnel?
Yes.
And kind of...
right in front of the train station.
Yeah, we were very close.
But I remember they... And this was back when you did the welcome show.
Yep, they had a special welcome show that
morning. Special welcome show at the train station like they used to do. Again, we don't have that anymore. But they had a ton of characters out there because that was the big thing was the characters for this 24-hour day. And Derek, do you remember at that point in time, again, summer 2014, where the mad rush was to go at Epcot, Rope Drop?
It was still Peter Pan.
No.
No.
Anna and Elsa.
Oh, that's right. The meet
and
greet.
Oh, yeah.
That was the time where they were having 4 to 5 hour waits to meet the princesses.
Wow.
Which most people Rope Drop that and we're in for a surprise, which we'll get to in a second. We Rope Drop Peter Pan.
Sorry, that I knew what we Rope Dropped.
Yes. We Rope Drop Peter Pan, and then we went over. We were heading to Winnie the Pooh, and what was open, Derek?
The Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
The first day it was ever opened.
Y'all wrote it.
Was that the 24-hour day?
It had been advertised to open the next week, and they did a soft open that
day. Wow.
And the wait time said 180 minutes. And so we stood there for a few minutes and decided we would maybe come back later. Because, you know, it's early in the morning. There was no waits for anything.
Right.
You know, it's like an extra magic hour on steroids because it's 6 a.m. at this point.
Right.
So we decided to come back later. We rode Winnie the Pooh, Little Mermaid, Dumbo, Barnstormer. So we had, you know, 5 rides in the first hour. And I don't think we ever set a goal for ourselves. I know Kenny the Pirate was in the park that day. His goal was to do 100 attractions, and I think he did them. But we were just kind of going to try to do as much as we could. But, it was so cool. Like, you get off the rides, and they say, hey, only 23 hours left. The workers were just, you know, the workers were excited. It was just a very unique experience. What do you remember about the atmosphere that morning, Derek?
I mean, it really was electric. It wasn't your typical morning to be at an open show when it was at the train station like that. People were jacked up.
They were jacked.
It was like they had Starbucks with Red Bull in them.
So do you think the workers, do you think there was 2 shifts there, 3 shifts?
I think so.
I think three.
You know, we heard some of them talking throughout the day about just they were tired.
Like, yeah.
Okay, let's go home.
Some of them, I heard some of them talking that they had been working like 10 hours that day later on. So I would say there was probably 3 shifts for some things and then maybe just 2 for others.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
We hit up Casey Jr. Splash Station at 7 a.m. I just kind of ran through it.
Yeah, I think we were going to the restroom and Matthew just ran through it with it going.
I think we were the only people back in the Storybook Circus area. I don't think anybody else was had even made it back there yet. You know, everybody was either meeting Anna and Elsa or waiting for the newly opened mine train.
Mm-hmm.
I remember most people rope drop the bridge over there next to Sleepy Hollow because they wanted to see the sunrise over the castle. That was a big place that went to. Casey Jr. Splash Station, a little after 7, we hit up Space Mountain. It had no wait. The ever-elusive Astro Orbiter, which at 7:25 a.m. we still had to wait 9 minutes for because it loads so slowly. we rode Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. We saw Enchanted Tales with Belle for the first time a little before 8 a.m. None of us had ever done this.
Nope.
It was relatively new. But even without kids, it was a really neat experience. You've done that, right, Craig? Have you done Enchanted Tales with Belle?
I have, yes. I was actually a knight.
We were both soldiers that day.
We were. And I've been a knight. I think I've seen it 3 times, and I've been a knight every time.
Have you really?
Now, this was this was a little different. This was in the early stages of the My Disney Experience app, where you booked your 3 Fast Passes ahead of time, but then you had to go back to kiosks to get an additional one. So that was something different at that time. And that's after Enchanted Tales with Belle, we had our first ever LeFou's Brew. Man, this is like going down memory lane.
Yeah, I forgot about that. This was our first trip with Magic Bands.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
There it is. And the LeFou's Brew.
That was
outstanding.
That was good.
The best one's the first.
And just what you said, going back to the kiosks, that's kind of a...
Yeah, it's
something you don't think about now.
It was a very, if only we'd started this show then.
Which we will talk about in a few episodes, that how you could still use a kiosk to your advantage, we learned.
You can, yeah.
We just
we'll
found
definitely
out.
Touch yes. on that.
So your first LeFou's brew.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. Fantastic.
I think my first LeFou's brew was my second, third, and fourth, and fifth one.
There you go.
On that trip.
And at this point, we've been in the park 2.5 hours, and there's still nobody around. The crowds were... They had not come in yet.
So did you think that people just didn't know about this being 24 hours or just didn't want to get there that early?
I think it's just so hard for people to get up that early. And again, this was before Memorial Day had hit, which is usually the summer kickoff point.
Right.
I think the appeal of a lot of people, though, was the midnight to 6 a.m. portion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We rode It's a Small World, Fast Pass, or we rode Splash Mountain, rode Big Thunder. Fast pass at Big Thunder, fast pass at Splash Mountain. And then about 10:30, we made our way over to Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and it was posted, I don't know, 2 hours maybe. We waited, from what I've got here, 34 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Of course, there was no fast pass for Mine Train because it was a soft open. Right. So the line moved very quickly. But that was neat to say that we rode it on the first day that it was opened.
What was your first... take of Mine Train when you first saw it?
Oh, what did you think?
I thought it was awesome. I really enjoyed going in the cave. Was my favorite part.
I was a little disappointed, to be honest. My first time riding it, I thought it was too short.
That's what I was about to say. For the length of it, I thought it was way too short.
Because, you know, if you think back, it took them, like, forever to build it.
Right.
And so I guess I built it up in my mind, this is just going to be some awesome coaster. And I'm fine with the intensity level. I just thought it could have been longer. But so that was my... Like, I initially got off there like, oh, that was fun. But I think when you... especially with brewing on it, you see the point of the ride. But
the animatronics are just phenomenal.
Right.
Because that was first anything like that. And the fluid movement and all that.
I love the queue.
Yes.
Which we're going to talk more about the queues next Thursday in our championship round.
I can't wait.
Queue Madness. Yes. We rode that. We hopped on the carousel. And at this point, I think we'd said, we're going to try to ride every ride in Magic Kingdom. Or experience every attraction. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Like listed in the map. We rode the carousel. We used a fast pass at Haunted Mansion. We saw the noon Festival of Fantasy Parade. I think that was the first time.
That was when it was twice a day.
That was the first time we'd seen Festival of Fantasy. Yeah. So that was relatively new at that time. We had lunch at Tony's Town Square. And I remember looking over at Sissy. I said, Sissy, we're a fourth of the way there. We'd been there 6 hours. She was ready for a nap. and I was starting to get really,
and
really...
that was my one and only time at Tony's.
I enjoyed it.
I've not been back there since. It was good.
It was good. It was hot. So yes. It was good to get in the air conditioning. We saw the Move It...
And what time was this?
Noon. The Move It Shake It Street Party. We rode the Walt Disney World Railroad. We used our next fast pass at Pirates of the Caribbean. We'd hit up a kiosk. I then took a trip to first aid. I think around this time, Derek, after Pirates of the Caribbean, if I'm not mistaken, I think Rachel and Sissy went back for a nap.
That's probably, what was it, about two?
Yeah. And we didn't give them a hard time at all for skipping.
Nope. We wouldn't have, because we're great husbands.
So they went back to Pop. Derek and I used a fast pass at Mad Tea Party. We then waited in line again for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train to ride it a second time. This time we waited 41 minutes. Still not bad, we didn't think. We hit up Gaston's Tavern for another LeFou's brew. We saw the Main Street Philharmonic perform. Carousel of Progress, the People Mover, Stitch's Great Escape. That was my first experience with that. It was as bad as advertised.
It was bad.
It was awful. May it rest in pieces. Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. We saw Dream Along with Mickey on the castle stage. Hall of Presidents. We stopped by, and I remember we got a Sleepy Hollow sweet and spicy chicken waffle sandwich.
I think I got the Nutella one. My first Nutella.
Derek, am I skipping over anything here?
Like I would remember.
Retro. We went to Tom Sawyer Island.
We did
for the very first time
over there.
That was life changing experience.
That was around sunset.
It was around sunset,
and that was when I first discovered the terrific sunset views you get from over there.
Mm.
And I made a video, I might have mentioned it before, but I make videos of all these trips. But this is a pretty neat video because I kept track of what the time was and when we did stuff. Country Bear Jamboree.
Of course. Up.
The Enchanted Tiki Room. We climbed and descended the Swiss Family Robinson Treehouse. At 8:45, we found a spot to watch Celebrate the Magic, which is another show that's now defunct. It. And then we saw Wishes. Sorry, Derek. And then about after Wishes, I remember Sissy and Rachel got in the park to see Wishes.
Right.
That was at 9 o'clock.
It was very crowded at that
very
point.
Crowded. That's where the people... And really, it hadn't felt that crowded up to that point in the day.
I didn't think so.
Now, we'll say this. Had you tried to get in line to meet characters?
Yes.
Those lines were long.
They were.
You had a lot of special meet and greets. And I remember through the day, we were following Kenny the Pirate and seeing who all he was meeting. But we didn't take time to meet characters. We met up with the girls at Columbia Harbor House for a late dinner. Mickey's Philhar Magic. Tomorrowland Speedway. That was my first time on the Tomorrowland Speedway. And then TTA People Mover. We saw the Celebrate the Magic again. They had a second showing of that. And then, probably my least favorite part of the day, a little after midnight, we got in line to meet Ariel.
This was about 30 minutes before electrical.
There was a special parade. Villains parade scheduled.
Yes, that's what it was. Did they have the electrical?
They did.
Parade that night?
Yep.
I'm sure we watched it.
Was Ariel chatty like she usually is?
Yes. She was very chatty.
And what angered me was the wait was posted at 5 minutes.
It was.
And it was, we waited half an hour.
Yeah, she
And by that time, what did I tell Ariel, Derek?
Sorry, Ariel, we've got to go.
We've got to go to a parade.
Got a parade to see.
She's very chatty.
We got our picture.
She was kind of offended.
So on a day that emphasized character, on a day where characters were emphasized, we met our first character after midnight, 18 hours in. We then saw the villains pre-parade, which they pretty much took some floats from the Halloween party.
Yeah, just a few. It was pretty short.
We watched it in Frontierland, and immediately following that, though, was Rest in Peace, the Main Street Electrical Parade. And for those of you keeping track, there is still not a nighttime parade in Magic Kingdom.
Because they don't have to.
Do you think they'll bring one back, Craig?
I do not.
Ever?
At this point, I don't think so. Why would they?
Good question. We rode Splash Mountain at 1:50 a.m. We had secured a fast pass for that. That was a neat experience.
That was fun.
We rode the Walt Disney World Railroad all the way around the park. I've got here that Derek and Rachel went and rode Big Thunder Mountain. Sissy and I hit up the Frontierland Dance Party. Because they had those going on all over the park.
Because you're more about the dancing than riding rides.
Yes. And at 2, we'll just call it 3 a.m., I got to meet my favorite Disney character, Captain Hook. He had replaced Peter Pan in his villain spot. And got to meet Captain Hook. That was
in
fun.
In a Captain Hook t-shirt?
I did have my Captain... That was my third shirt of the day as well. we rode the Mad Tea Party at a little after 3 a.m. Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin. We hit up the Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor again. And I tell you what, Monsters,
that,
Inc.
And really, we don't talk enough about that show. It's different every time.
It is.
And funny every time.
And it was, you know, it was a packed house at 4 a.m.
It was
pretty neat. We went and hit up the Castle Dance Party. Haunted Mansion, which is better at night. We rode the Magic Carpets. We met Jafar at 5 a.m. He had taken Aladdin's place. We rode the last ride that we rode was Jungle Cruise at 5:10 a.m. And I remember that skipper was like, okay, please go home. It's closing time. We then met the Queen of Hearts over by the Mad Tea Party. And then at 5:50, they had a special kiss goodnight there at the train station. They had some of the characters in their pajamas. And... They sang a few songs and we got out of there.
So they closed at 6 to open again at 9.
Yes.
Isn't that crazy? Because probably people still weren't out of there till probably about 7, you know, as usual.
Yep. We went back and crashed at Pop Century, but Derek and Rachel had to get on a plane.
Our flight that day was at, I think the bus was taking us to the airport at 7:30-ish.
Uh-huh.
Because we barely got back in time. As soon as we got back, we had to get our clothes and go.
So you got full use out
so
of
it. So it was about 7:30 or 8 is when we were getting picked up at Pop.
Yep.
And it was so funny on that plane flight back. I was so out of it because I'd been up the whole 24 hours. Rachel said she would be talking to me and I would just fall asleep. And I would be talking. I'd be answering her and I'd fall asleep in the middle of a sentence.
I know you said that probably everybody on the plane was thinking.
She said there was a lady sitting next to me and she kept looking at me like I was nuts.
Well.
Well, there's... Hey. She knew.
She did. For the total for that day, we experienced 60 attractions, 60 rides, attractions, shows, characters. 60 was our final total, which was a far cry from what Kenny the Pirate did. But
we didn't count viewing the glass blowers.
Yes, we were pretty pleased. It was a good productive day, but I never felt like we rushed. Really, you know, we kind of took our time and just kind of went with the flow. And I really wish we did it the next year. The next year, they didn't really offer any special stuff.
I was thinking they tried, but...
It was more of a Frozen-themed thing.
It kind of rained that night, too.
Yes, it started raining. We ended up leaving around 1 a.m., so we didn't stay for the
We stayed till 2.
Well, and the difference was we'd stayed like a week leading up to it. So I wish they would bring it back.
I do.
Maybe not every year. Do it every leap day. Or do it once every 2 years, or once every other years. But it was a really, really neat experience. I think those first morning hours were unlike anything you get to experience in a Disney park.
So did you turn around and drive back to Panama City that morning?
We did. We got up and checked out when we had to check out. And I did the math. I was up for 55 out of 60 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a long, but it was worth it. I would do it again in a heartbeat. I don't know. I'm older now. I might not be able to. Stand it. But
that is awesome.
But it was a really neat experience and a great first retro trip rundown. Derek, any other thoughts about the trip?
I just remember I loved being in the park for those 24 hours. Mm-hmm. We made it the whole 24 hours.
Yep.
And again, we didn't give our wives grief about leaving for
None,
6 hours.
Not at all.
And we still don't remind them of it.
But sure.
It's Rachel, like anytime we talk about the trip, we're like, well, y'all weren't in there the whole time. And they get very angry. We didn't have to change any diapers. That was fun.
That was fun. But I usually pass that on to Rachel anyway.
Well, yeah.
I honestly think, guys, I was in Gulf Shores during that time.
Well, that's why we didn't invite you.
That's what I figured. That's why.
I mean, we knew you were busy.
Yeah.
We didn't want you. We didn't want to take you away from your family.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Because we knew Misty wouldn't have gone for it.
But I just don't know that they'll do it anymore, just because they've got so much coming with Star Wars.
Yeah, they got enough to attract people. I still, though, I think that a lot of people viewed that as just Disney kind of throwing us a bone. You know, it's not something. Obviously, they made a lot of money off of it, but they could have charged extra for it, and they didn't. Mm-hmm. And it was. I mean, now you've got so many of these early morning magics and at Disney After Hours, and that I think maybe the days of them throwing us that bone are gone.
You're probably just guinea pigs to see how late people would stay out or how early people would come out. And
they were tracking us on the
and well, the next. Bands. I mean, the next year I would have stayed the whole time if it hadn't rained.
Yeah. So many things were shut down.
Mm-hmm. And you can't do that in any other park 24 hours.
You know, we debated that. It would be hard. Yeah, but
it'd have to be all of them were open 24 hours, yeah. Really. All of the other three. It'd be kind of like Magic Kingdom or all the other three.
Right.
We did run into Tom Bricker that day.
We did. We a couple times.
I know that Joe and Ashley from See You Real Soon were in the park, so a lot of people from the Disney online community were there, so it was neat. It was, because you knew the people there are big-time Disney fans.
Right.
Well, that's it for our first retro trip rundown.
That was fun.
We may need to... listeners, do you want to come on and share with us a past trip of yours? Maybe Craig can share with us his trip from the 70s.
Shoot.
I'm sure you remember. Let me get my notes. He's got that written down somewhere.
It's got it on his notes app on his phone. That takes us to a segment we like to call...
Grinning. Greatness.
Now that our listeners can no longer hear... Derek,
hey, let me do it.
You want to do it, Craig?
I got one, yes.
Craig's felt left out with this episode. Yeah,
sorry, Craig.
Go ahead, Craig.
I get invited and everything. my question is, if you could take one aspect of something that was there then and not now, what would you want that one thing to be?
What would yours be, Craig?
I've got something, but I don't want to say it because that would be Derek's. I'm going to say the electrical parade. I'm going to say I wish it was still back. I don't know why they felt like it needed to go. Is it still in Disneyland?
Or I don't know if they've retired it yet or not.
I don't know.
But I
know they got to they got it for a while, but I don't know if it's still going. Because they had it and Paint the Night.
So I have no idea why they felt like that needed to go.
Why don't they get two nighttime parades? And Orlando gets one's none.
At Hollywood.
I don't care.
One's at California Adventure.
Give us one.
To share.
Yeah, I was a big fan.
And once they got it, they weren't giving it back because of what happened to Spectrum Magic.
Right.
Because Spectrum Magic used to be at Disneyland.
Yeah.
And it got shipped to Disney World.
It disappeared.
And when Disney World canceled it, they just let the floats get...
Die.
They didn't store them properly.
Oh.
And so...
Do you think they drove the electrical parade all the way to Disneyland?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Route 66.
That's wow.
Yeah.
With the lights on?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And that one guy that fixes all the lights was...
The one guy that fixes the
light bulbs. They didn't want to go from light bulbs to LEDs, so that's why they canceled
it. Yep, they just sent it to California.
Derek, what do you think? I think I know what you're going to say.
You think you do, but you don't.
Okay.
I would be all for a 6 a.m. opening. Even if it wasn't a 24-hour day, I liked being in the park at sunrise.
That's
neat. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I was able to get a few pictures over by Mine Train that day of the sun coming up and on the backside of Mine Train, you know, kind of in between where you're not at, kind of like in between the castle, Beast Castle and Gaston's.
Yeah.
And I got it looking back at the Mine Train, and that was...
Definitely offered some unique photo opportunities.
Derek is an amateur photographer, by the way, too. He likes to dabble in photography.
Dabble.
What? Now, you probably said this, Dotson, but y'all arrived at what time to get in at 6? What time?
We got there about 5:35, 5:40.
That's not too bad.
Oh man, that was an exciting. I still remember the feeling.
That was before bag check.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
And it was also back whenever they did the opening of the train station too.
Yes, and that's
womp womp.
For my answer, that's what I'm going to say. I wish they would bring back the opening at the train station with the train station party. That was just a awesome way to start your day. We looked forward to that. I know they've got a show now with more characters, but there's just I don't know. There's something about going about that, saying counting down from 10, and they let you in, and boom, you get to see the castle with all these other people. If I could pick one of those things that they did then, I would the train station welcome show.
But can I say that? They kind of got away from Walt's original idea. His idea was that to be the curtain opening onto the stage. And now you're on the stage before...
Yep.
Did they have the opening show? When it opened, though?
At 6 a.m.?
No, I mean...
When the park first opened. They used to do opening shows at all the parks.
Yeah.
And I don't know when all that started, but I loved that show. And I loved the mayor or the fire chief coming out and doing their little spiel. Mm-hmm. But
when I did the Kings to the Kingdom tour, that's what they told us is Walt's idea was the train station is the curtain. And you walk in and now you're on the stage and you go backstage and all that. But it's not there anymore. I guess your stage now is the castle or your curtain. But that you're already on stage. So I just think it does away. And my whole thinking, again, I may be totally wrong, but I think it's just to sell more merchandise. You're in the park, on Main
curtain,
Street.
They're just now, they've stitched a curtain together with $100 bills.
Yeah.
that's the only curtain they care about. Oh, 2014. It was only 5 years ago, but it's so different.
Yep. And to think that's when Seven Dwarfs opened. I mean, that seems like that's been open forever.
And it's still drawing a massive crowd every day at Rope Drop.
I remember before that trip, that's all I was reading about was Mine Train and seeing if it would
But
be
will
open.
It sustain? That was a question we asked before.
Wait till Tron opens.
Ugh.
So it's going to sustain a couple more years.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a good property, though. I mean, look at Flight of Passage.
True.
That if you've seen anything about the ride in Tokyo or Shanghai. Is it Tokyo? Shanghai, right?
I don't know.
In Shanghai, you know it's going to be an awesome ride.
Yep.
But, well, it's been fun walking down memory lane.
That has been fun. I'm glad you suggested this, Dotson.
I look forward to the our next retro trip rundown. We'll be going way back as Craig will share with us his family vacation from 2010. We're going all the way back to the world of paper fast passes. It's a different time
that's in the life of Disney trip fan.
Well, there are a lot of good memories from that of
2013.
Seriously, there were some good memories, but there's also some memories of things I never would do again. So, I mean, it was a neat.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
Listeners.
I can't get over how much fun I had on this trip, guys.
Well, like you were there with us.
Yeah.
You were there with us in spirit.
It could have been.
Listeners, we thank you for joining us today. Would you like to share with us a retro trip rundown? Let us know. Do you remember these days back in the old stone ages of having to go to a kiosk to get your next fast pass? Well, let us know.
No.
As you leave, be sure to
beware the hitchhiking ghosts
and hurry back.